It's in our genes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. First, just to state the obvious, if these refugee caravans are some sort of liberal or democratic conspiracy, it is the dumbest conspiracy ever. The president's probably kicking himself for not thinking of it first. It clearly energizes his allies. But it goes beyond that. The latest polling finds that 57% of Democrats want to keep the refugees out. The poll found that even a majority of Hispanics would keep them out. And while we know that the president makes up stuff, he's not making up what happened when the second and third caravans pushed across the Mexican border. All the reports I've seen mention rock throwing, and Mexico's interior minister told reporters some of the migrants had guns and even Molotov cocktails. And then there was this comment on the New York Times website, quote, "I consider myself a staunch liberal and progressive. I find Trump and his cronies repulsive, but the idea of a completely open border makes me deeply uncomfortable," unquote. Of course it does. This crosses party lines. It crosses all the lines. Biological researchers will tell you fear of strangers, even peaceful strangers, is programmed into our DNA. Not to say there aren't people who do love everyone unconditionally. There are, in fact, about 30,000 of them in the U.S. They have a condition called Williams syndrome. It's caused by a missing gene. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.